Glad you joined us here on the podcast this week. And there's an awful lot to review over our website. Hope you'll check out some of the special features. I love my music. I put up a new song at least once a week, sometime more than that. Eva Cassidy has been one of my favorites for a long time. And Eva died at 33, about, I think, in 1996. But her songs seem to gain more and more popularity. You got to take a minute to listen to Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's probably as pretty a rendition as I've ever heard. It's on the blog. You can get the link right there and hit the link, and it'll come right up on a YouTube presentation. Look at this lovely lady singing just a gorgeous song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I'd urge you to do that. Also, I'd like you to take a look at the video I have up right now. Carnegie Mellon Professor Randy Pouch actually gives his true last lecture. Randy's still alive, as I understand it. He's dying from cancer. He was a professor there, and he's giving his very last lecture, and I put that lecture there on the website, so I would urge you to do that. Take the poll, and then also read this week's column that's up. A lot of controversy over Barack Obama and the comments he made regarding bitterness of rural America leaning towards guns and religion. And Hillary Clinton and the Republicans seem to think that just was a terrible statement, not a true reflection of rural America. I disagree. Whether you're for Obama or not, I think his statement was right on the money. And if you come from rural America, as I have, having practiced law in a little town called Faraday, which if you're not from Louisiana is right across the river from Natchez, Mississippi, folks up there have 30% unemployment. Many, many citizens do not have any health care. The Walmart store just shut down, store up there. So things are pretty bleak in small towns like Faraday. And when people get down and out, they turn to their religion, where there's a very strong church-going flavor in that part of the state, and throughout America. And they also turn to the guns. Hunting season, it is a crutch for either for protection or to hunt. And I give some anecdotes you might find of interest, so read this week's column. Also, I want you to take the poll I wrote in this week's column. It's titled, You Are What You Eat, At Least Politically. And they've done some demographics, some of these micro pollsters. I've asked people not only who they're going to vote for, but what does the Obama or the Clinton or the McCain people eat, and do they predominantly eat certain things or drink certain things more than other candidates' supporters do? For example, Dr. Pepper or Pepsi Cola. What do you drink? Well, Dr. Pepper people are more inclined to be Republican than Pepsi Cola. Did you know that? I didn't know that. And they go into a whole list of comparisons. I wrote about it on my site, and I would urge you to take the time to read this week's column. Also, for those of you who've been listening to me on the radio, I started up again on Sunday. I weighed what to do radio-wise. I enjoyed being on radio 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. Came down to a question of time, though, because the easy part was being on the air. The difficult part was preparing each week, sometimes taking 3 to 4 hours a day to prepare for that three-hour radio show. As a lot of you know, I was doing that show out of New Orleans, so getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and driving to New Orleans for that daily radio show took a lot out of me. And I'm still weighing to do more radio, but for the time being, I'll be back on WRNO 99.5 FM out of New Orleans on Sundays from 11 to 1. Sounds like a more of an odd time, but people are out moving around in their cars on a Sunday afternoon. We're a big Catholic state in Louisiana, so many Catholics and Episcopals go to church on Saturday now so they can have their Sundays with their family. As they move about, they're in the car listening or at home listening. So I hope I'll have a good audience, and I kick off my first show this Sunday. And if you're around about between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Sunday, turn in 99.5 FM. Our plans are to enlarge that show into the Baton Rouge market and other parts of the state coming up here very, very soon, and I'll keep you posted about those activities. So that's an overview about what we're thinking about. Have some fun on my blog with the poll, with the cartoon, and looking over lots of information there. I'm glad you're listening and checking in with me, and I'll talk to you again next week if you're a regular listener right here on JimBrownLA.com.